This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And to golf, Joe, the Masters second round here is just underway a few minutes ago. And guess what, man? This is your cousin, yes?
Yeah, how's Justin doing? Justin
Rose.
He's got
a three-shot lead.
Second cousin, not first cousin, second cousin.
Okay. What's the second cousin? What's the difference?
You don't have a whole bunch of cousins.
No,
you need to grow up in a small town, man, where you got first and second cousins everywhere.
I think I have like six, maybe.
So that's where my first cousin has a daughter, and that's now my second cousin. Mm.
You have a big family, though.
I do.
You have a big family.
Not. I just have a sister, but my dad and my family, yes, there's a lot of brothers and sisters.
Speaking of that, isn't it Hyde that does the family reunion, if I'm not mistaken? Doesn't Dave do that? Wasn't Dave that... I feel like it was Dave that like had a big family reunion somewhere.
Some people still have him.
I don't know.
Some people still have them.
Family reunion.
But I got to tell you, man, sometimes in the case of when my grandmother passed, that was it.
No more family reunions.
All that fake love and everybody had to put up with everybody just came to an end. Especially my family had a lot of alcohol. We had a lot of people drink a lot of alcohol, which I thought growing up was normal. I mean, they'd have brawls.
Yeah.
My aunts... When I was a kid, I remember going to events on both sides of my family, and this is what happens when you got a lot of alcohol, and watching my aunts fight each other or say something about one of their brother-in-laws or saying something usually about one of the brother's new wives, as in sister-in-law, as in my aunt. And they would say something about her like she's a piece of crap, and they would go at it.
And physically?
Yes. Ooh. Oh, it was on.
Really?
Alcohol was speaking. They pull each other's hair. They have to pull them off, and that's how it usually ended. It was like, all right, time to go home.
Fantastic.
And then we do it again, and then the next event, and we do it again. And I remember my grandpa going, what the hell's going on? I don't know. You're half drunk, too. Why do you think? Like, everybody's drunk.
Sounds like a good time.
I'm just being honest.
I know it sounds not, like a fun...
I hope some of the family's not listening back home, but I think all the cousins might
It's early understand. There, isn't it? Isn't it too early?
They got after the alcohol, boy. And they weren't drinking beer. Highballs and certain... Yeah, they got after it. Yeah. I don't know if that was... It was crazy. A little crazy times. Get the whole family together and it would just be a big, by the end of the night, it would just be, somebody say something to somebody and it started it, man. And then you took teams. Sometimes there are team fights too. Sometimes one sister would be with the other sister and go, you are a bitch. And here we go. It's on. Hot damn right.
Good thing you don't do them anymore because I'm sure someone would see something political and it would just be...
No,
that usually ruins like Thanksgiving or Christmas.
I don't remember the political stuff, but
it probably wasn't as bad back then.
So I had everybody has one of these. So we had the dairy farm, as you know, and you're going to give me a hard time. So apparently somebody changed the wheel, and one of the guys that was running, one family member, one of my uncles ran a dairy farm. Apparently everything got switched and it was just all his and didn't go to anybody else. And you can imagine how that.
Yeah.
And by the way, that'll divide a family.
Yes.
The old wheel comes out and you go, wait a second, what? There's seven of us. And then you had them switch before they died. You had them switch up the wheel. Now, if you don't have all that stuff in your family, you cannot be part of the Joe Rose, either side of the family, growing up. I hope nobody's up at 5 in the morning in good old Marysville, California. They're going, really? You got to bring up our bad stuff? Now you're talking about my mom and dad. They're all gone.
I think people appreciate the dysfunction, though, because everyone's got it.
No,
man.
They don't.
Everyone's got it.
Jeff Malvin, Beverly's Jewelers, does not have it.
That's true. He is an outlier with that, yes.
I went to the birthday party. We're real close to Jeff's family. And I go, Jeff, I always tell him, I go, Jeff, at Beverly's Jewelers. I said, you're the only family. Everybody loves everybody. And then even the in-laws that come in, your kids marry family, and everybody like loves everybody like you're all family. I go, you guys need to start drinking or something, because if you, like, nobody said they're all, yeah, no. My son married this woman, and their friend, their family comes in and has all the holidays with us. I go, Jeff, don't you have anybody that doesn't like anybody in the group? Somebody hasn't backstabbed and said something, and we think she's a bitch or something?
No, you're right, though, man. He told me all about the family and everything. It's just everyone seems to get along.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the daughters and son are, everybody's different, but they all get along, man.
Well, everyone's got those nice rings
and
over there, too.
And they friggin' play friggin', yeah, they do. They play pickleball together. Jeff goes, hey, I want to play pickleball. All the son and the son-in-laws, they all show up and I'll buy. No, I'll buy today. No. I go, really? Wow, this is fantastic.
By the way, that ring I got over there went over really well. That was a big score for me.
That ring that I've been promoting at Beverly's Jewelers.
Yeah.
I got the
lab-grown diamond. Unbelievable. Beautiful.
Home run.
Yeah.
Home run. All right. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. Honestly, the Tyreek Hill stuff has worn me out. It's a Friday, and I always say nothing can mess up my Friday.
It's a great segue, though, by the way, the family drama into the Tyreek Hill thing. It's perfect.
He's a really interesting guy. So I want to say a few things about Tyreek Hill being around him. He's always on our bus. He likes to jump on the last bus. He's really, really a good dude. You want to spit and punch me in the face right now. Tyreek Hill, for the games, great. Likes to have fun. He's like a big kid. But this stuff's getting old. All of it is getting old. And if it's getting old for you guys as fans or for people to have to cover it every day, I don't think anybody in the media is going, oh boy, I get to cover the Tyreek Hill story again. This is great. And then the team. Like, I had no idea, man. I had no idea that so much stuff was going to pop up with this guy. And some of it's legal. Some of the stuff that he is, you know, everybody's aware of the babies and all that stuff. And, you know, that's legal and it's his business. You can do whatever you want. But, man, some of this other stuff, even though it was, you know, they said, hey, it's closed. It's a closed case. There's nothing there. We've done our interviews. They're getting divorced, apparently, and we're moving on. And I'm just like, yeah, but I don't, boy, the team, man. And then the image of the team. I don't even know, does that count any? I don't know enough about it. The Miami Dolphins, can I just say this? I've been dying to say this, and I was waiting, and I'm going to go old school, so don't get mad at me. Don Shula, when you made the team, stood up in front of everybody, and I only speak when I was there in 1980, and, you know, and you make the team, there's 45 guys, you're in that meeting, and he said, you're wearing this uniform, and you're representing this uniform on and off the field. I'll never forget. Now, I didn't think about that sometimes when I was out at 3 or 4 in the morning, but I was aware of, you know, how cool it was to be able to wear an NFL uniform, especially growing up and watching the undefeated teams, and now, you know, I'm not in high school and I'm on the team. It meant something. It meant something to put it on. And he always talked about it, man, about functions and charity and giving back in our community and being active and doing the right thing. And he was into all that stuff, man. And Shoes is good at it. Shoes is good. Most fans that went up to Don Shula had a great experience. Had a great experience. He had time. Saw him at the end even. People lined up 400 or 500 people. He couldn't sign, and he ended up he stayed. They go, "You want to coach? Time's up, but you still got a big line." He goes, "No, I want to keep going. This is I went, "Wow." That was a few years before he passed. We got to go to break. I know that didn't do anything for anybody.
You are right, though. This story sucks. This is not the kind of thing you want to be talking about in the morning. And everyone, by the way, has got an opinion on this, and people are angry. So there's people that are angry we're talking about it.
Yeah. Well, listen.
That's the one thing, like, I don't know. Like, those people are like, you know, this guy's all riled up that we're playing the call, that it's shameful. It's like, man, it's on the front page of every sports
site.
That's
right.
You know
what? The beauty of a radio show.
Yeah,
in
I
sports.
Know. Not everyone's going to. I will tell you.
There's a song, "You Can't Please Everyone, So You Got to Please Yourself." You can't. It's old, now, of course. Can't please everyone.
I don't know, Joe, what the percentage of fans out there is, right? But I can tell you that it does seem like it is starting to gain a lot of momentum that people want this guy gone.
There are a lot of fans that want to win, too. There are, and I know we don't get
them. I also think those same fans are the same fans that think that we aren't going to win regardless. And those fans, Joe, are probably right. Does he make your team dramatically better? Yes.
Yeah.
Without question. No one's debating that. But they're not a contending team.
One guy, short of having a Josh Allen or Mahomes, it's hard. Hey, by the way.
Mahomes just threw him off the team and said, "We'll figure it out," and
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, that's true.
We can't exactly do that.
Hey, we're moving on from Tyreek. Okay. Hey, the other story, of course, is the Panthers, 96 points now down the stretch, and I think we're going to have Coach on Monday with us, Paul Maurice, and getting ready to make another run, man, and he is – this is where coaches earn their money. He is – cutting back minutes last night. He gave Verhaeghe the night off. Cut back minutes on some of his star players because he's trying to get everybody and keep everybody fresh for the playoffs right around the corner. They played all these extra games. He has given, on one of the road games, gave 3 or 4 of his best players the night off. Sam Bennett is out for the rest of the regular season. They just want him to get ready for the playoffs along with Tkachuk and Ekblad. So, he's running that fine line of want to win, which they've won 2 straight now. Be healthy when the playoffs come around. Be able to rest guys. And if guys look like they're banged up and they can play but they're not at 100%, let those guys go. And as Goldie said last night at the game, he was talking about, look, a lot of other guys are getting a lot of experience to make this an even deeper team set up for the playoffs. So a lot of good stuff going on with them. And, of course, Miami Heat trying to jump in that spot and get hot here in these last couple of games and have a chance to get out of the play-in situation and get a 1 or a 2 seed. All right.
How much are you looking forward to that postseason press conference?
Like,
I know, like, we're the playoffs or play-in or whatever. But
outside
man,
of the
man.
NFL draft and see what happens, especially in the first round, but also Saturday, Friday draft, Thursday and Friday, Friday 2 and 3 rounds, 2nd and 3rd rounds. But I am really looking forward to Pat Riley to answer your question. Yes.
You know, if they were smart, they would just do it the Friday after the first round of the draft.
Why is that?
Do it like Friday morning because no one will care. Everyone will forget about it.
All right.
Right? Hey, doesn't it get lost in the draft shuffle then?
Pat Riley's not
the Friday news dump.
Pat Riley ain't getting lost in anything.
I know. I just want to hear what he has to say about Jimmy Butler.
Pat Riley is big stuff here.
He's going to address it, right? I mean, he has to.
Yeah.
Man. Does he rip him?
If he starts with, "Hey, guys, I don't want to get into all this stuff."
No way. He wouldn't do that.
I don't think so.
Does he rip him for taking bets here this morning? He'd call him out for quitting?
Yes.
And all that stuff?
Yeah. He said
you think he rips him?
Not directly, but you'll know what he means when he says it. Hey, I'll tell you what. There's no ripping when it comes to your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend. This weekend, if you're looking around and planned on spending some time with your family and going out and looking at some new SUVs, whether it's the big boys of the midsize or some new Silverado trucks, or you're going out to look at trucks, make sure you put South Florida Chevy dealers on that final list. Let's start with this. We've got 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. So there's dealerships, South Florida Chevy dealerships everywhere. Let's start with that. So you have one close to you. You're in for a great experience. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you because everybody's getting tired of me talking about my 2025 Tahoe and how much I like it. So I'm not going to do that as a big person that loves all that extra room. I'm not. And the Suburban, they speak for themselves. But the midsize SUV family's hot too. The all-new Equinox, the interior, the convenient driver tech, 2025 Traverse. Oh my gosh. The look is one of my favorite looks. One of my favorite looks is the 2025 Traverse and all the space that goes with it. You're comfortable and plenty of room for your cargo. And that turbocharged 2.5 liter engine gets you better performance. Man, they are on to something with that 2025 Traverse. And let's go right to the Silverado trucks. Strong, durable Silverado trucks. Now listen, you need a truck that's got to be strong every day. Strong lifting, strong pulling. Four strong options when it comes to engines. Each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest working bed in the business helps conquer your toughest jobs, even on a weekend. You work 7 days a week, you want a truck that's not going to break down that you can count on every day? Hello, Silverado. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today and this weekend. They got great offers for you right now.
Couple quick things get you caught up on here. Joe, first your weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Looking like a good one out there, Joe. 69 degrees at the moment. That's perfect for a Friday. And no chance of rain.
Oh, so, I like that.
That is good.
And here, I thought you learned a lesson. You can't say 100%. Like you said.
No. Like Omar said with Tyreek being on the Dolphins day one. Yeah, no. And by the way, we got this too. Listen up, Heat fans, your seat to the Miami Heat play-in and playoffs is waiting. Visit heat.com/postseason tickets to purchase your tickets now. There you go.
Got to wait and see if that's going to happen. As of right now, there ain't no play-in games going to happen here, is there? If they stay in the 10 spot?
So, again, you're asking me questions outside the scope of the liner here.
I'm sorry, man.
My thoughts on the issue would be that you would probably get a refund should the game not be played.
No, I know that. Come on, man. I'm just messing with you. Now you're all fired up. Hey, I do want to talk about Cane Spring football game tomorrow. I just some thoughts here, and we'll have Coach on next week. Coach Cristobal will join us, and we'll talk to him. Look, there's one part of this team that I'm really curious to see. I think the defense is going to be a lot better off of what they have, what they've added, and still may add more, although I don't know if they need it, really. It's got that kind and got some young studs and everything. But they lost their top five wide receivers and a quarterback who could go be the first overall pick in Cam Ward. Threw for almost 350 yards a game, 39 touchdown passes, and threw for 4,300 yards. Nobody saw that coming last year and how good they were. They had the receivers, Strep, put up ridiculous numbers. So did a lot of other guys. And they're going to also have one of the top pass receiving tight ends in the – probably going to go in the second or third round in Arroyo. So saying that, I'm worried about one part of the team. One part of the team, to me, is way behind the rest of the team, the whole team. Offensive line's great. Not worried about that. Running backs, you got two big studs. They got some other guys going to be really good. The offensive passing game is the part I'm concerned with. I don't know what we have in the three quarterbacks who are trying to win the backup position, Williams, Nickel, and Judd. I have no idea. They've got some young, talented, green, raw wide receivers and tight ends. Trader, Upshaw, Moore, Joseph, Tony, Carr, Robinson. I just named a whole bunch of guys that are mostly freshmen and a few sophomores. They're all real young. And I left out the transfer portal. That's got away. And to me, if you're going to that spring football game, the thing I'm really curious about is how good that group will be. throwing and catching, getting open and making plays, because we just got spoiled with the best year we've ever had in the history of University of Miami throwing the ball. Now, I didn't say they're the best, so please don't, if you're a UM fan, and I'm not saying Cam Ward's Vinny Testaverde or Jim Kelly or anything, and I'm not saying any of his receivers. I'm aware that they've had great combinations of receivers throughout the glory years. I'm aware. I was here. I saw it. I saw them all. Gino Toretti's wide receivers, all high draft picks. I've seen them all. Ken Dorsey had a bunch of great receivers. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the best passing game was last year. That has to do with numbers that they put up. And they're going from literally 0 to 60 from what they got from all the guys that came back and were healthy, and everything came together for that group of receivers last year. And now they have a whole bunch of guys that are green, raw, and talented. They're talented. Every one of them they've raved about at some point. Now they got to be consistent like that group was last year. It was a very consistent group, starting with Restrepo. That's the group that is way, way behind what they started the year with Cam Ward and those receivers. That's the only part of the team I'm really worried about. How about that? So I'm not worried. You're going, well, what about secondary? Yeah, they're going to be fine. That secondary is going to be, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And by the way, not going to take a whole hell of a lot to be better than it was a year ago. By the end of the year when they were banged up and you know, even when they're in position to make a play, nobody could find the ball. It was Syracuse, a great example of not bad coverage, but their receivers made every friggin' play in the game. So, pass receiving tight ends and wide receivers, your top five guys are gone. It's normal. Your top five guys are gone. And by the way, you played them most of the games right to the end. You know why? Because you had to. You had to win all those games late. They were down in fourth quarter, third quarter, at half. So it wasn't like they had a lot of games where they're going, let's put in the young guys and get them a lot of playing time here for a quarter and a half. So they're way behind. Spring football has been great. Get your feet wet, compete. But it's one part of the team that is way behind. I'm going to give you another position too. We got spoiled, and nobody talks about this guy. They had the best field goal kicker in the country. Borregales is the best field goal kicker in the country. He's going to get drafted in 2 weeks. You're going to be in a lot of close games. And last year when I was in close games and I had that guy kicking, hey, Canes fans, how'd you feel when Borregales was kicking? Oh, me too. It was automatic. And so we'll see how that goes, because you're going to be in close games. Field goal kicker. And the passing game. Passing game. You just can't run it. You just can't. I think running game is going to be really good with the offensive line, those big backs. But the passing game is behind the rest of the team. And you're going, wow, it was a defense last year, Joe. You haven't mentioned anything about the defense. I'm not worried about the defense, man. I'm not. I think they're going to only get better. Simple.
It's an interesting take because, I mean, look, obviously it can't get any worse. I mean, they were just getting carved at the end of the season,
right.
But I don't know, man. I got to see
14.
That unit. I mean, they got to make, obviously, a lot of changes.
Third and 14, guys running across the middle.
It was
nobody around them. Like,
yeah,
what was that?
It was bad.
All right, Woody. Hey, we got to go to
break.
I'm not
worried about the passing game. I think Carson Beck's going to be really good for them. I really do.
Well, you notice I didn't say that because you can't tell me how good somebody's going to be till they're healthy. And you haven't learned your lesson?
They paid him a lot of money. I'm guessing he'll be good to go.
Okay.
They must have done their research.
I hope so, because a lot of teams tell me they've done their research and guys aren't ready to go when they tell me they're ready to go.
You're just a broken Dolphins guy.
All right, Beverly's Jewelers never broken. My jeweler has an incredible offer you don't want to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond. VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Woody, I know how much you and your buddies liked it. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available, similar savings. Actually, Amanda said, what do you think of this? This is what we're going to be promoting. This is my ring. My husband gave me and went, friggin' beautiful. Don't show it in front of my wife. It's gorgeous. And we were talking about it. And she said, Joe, this is a perfect diamond engagement ring. I mean, birthdays, anniversaries, anything you want to, you know, after all the years you've been married, you wanted to do it, you can get it. But it's a home run, man. It is unbelievable. You can choose from all shapes, larger size available, similar savings, but hurry. It's a limited time deal, and you got to see it. You've got to see it. Before you get a diamond ring, you got to see that. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, your diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Man, I trust Beverly's Jewels for more than 30 years. Jeff and I have been friends and worked together for more than 30 years. I believe in them, man. I believe in them every time I need something. In Fort Lauderdale, off Commercial Boulevard, or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, family-owned and operated, where South Florida gets engaged. Hey, welcome back, and good morning. A lot of stuff for you fans and family members going to University of Miami spring football game tomorrow. Let me know, man. Can't wait till find out. I'm not going to be there, but love to hear what you think, especially the passing game, minus Carson Beck, who is out for spring and going to be back hopefully soon. The more he can throw with his guys in the offseason, the better. Timing, what guys do, adjustments guys make in routes, being able to go out and play 7-on-7 in the offseason, all that stuff, I believe, matters. And so hopefully he gets back and isn't like we find out he gets healthy just in time to come back from for summer camp when it counts and you start getting ready for the schedule. And it's a great opportunity for all those young guys that we talked about, the three young quarterbacks, and trying to figure out who will be the starter who will be the backup. Carson Beck, $4 million, Carson Beck is the friggin' starter. I know nobody likes to hear that, but that's the way this sports – this money thing for everybody, this goes to the pros too. Like, you give a guy a $250 million contract to be your quarterback, and you don't draft a guy because there was a guy because he's at the end of his career, Kirk Cousins, that they still drafted, and a lot of people thought that was weird. And then Kirk Cousins didn't play well, and the first round pick ended up playing and he's now the starter for the second half of the year. But this thing about bringing another veteran quarterback in to now. All bets are off. You're a first-round pick and not playing well. But most teams know who the quarterback is. Not all of them, but more than half. And that's their guy going to camp, and he doesn't look over his shoulder. He just gets ready every day and runs with the ones, and you go from there. The money thing is a big difference maker. Carson Beck's a starter. He's not looking out there going, God, this guy keeps making these kind of throws. Geez, they're going to – No, you're the guy, and we got spoiled last year, Woody. Remember, we went out and we watched Cam Ward throw it around in spring football, and we went, "Do you see that throw?"
I was shocked how good he looked.
Yeah, but that was spring football, and he's running around, and the only question I was like, "Yeah, I don't know if they would have sacked him or not because you can't touch the quarterback, and would he have gotten rid of the ball when he got outside the pocket?" Well, we found out no, he knew what he was doing because he made a lot of those throws to the point that he's probably going to be the.
Yeah, but you left feeling very optimistic.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Honestly, in his receivers, that group, of course, he makes everybody better, but the adjustments, and you could tell those guys knew where they were going and what they were doing. And it wasn't just – I mean, Restrepo was fantastic, but George, and you can just go on and on of the list and how well they all played. And Arroyo has a breakout from being injured, and now he comes back and lights out the whole season, gets hurt in the Senior Bowl of all things, and hopefully that doesn't affect his draft stock in day two, which is the second and third round of the NFL draft, which, by the way, man, the first round is less than 2 weeks away, Thursday. A couple of Thursdays from now, we'll be talking about the first round of the NFL draft, and I like to see what's happening, not only with the Dolphins, what they might do with 13, but what everybody else is doing, and all these names you've heard, all the different names of guys we've talked about, and, you know, where will they go in the draft? Will Johnson, Will Campbell, and all the other other players. Shedeur Sanders, obviously. Travis Hunter. Jackson Dart, does he go in the first round? There are going to be a lot of cool stories for what is it, about a three-hour show, right? Starts at like 8 and seems to get over right at 11 or a little earlier and or a little later. And so we got Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. And by the way, if you're tired of the Tyreek Hill talk, you may just – Mike's going to join us at 9:15, and he's pretty fired up on Pro Football Talk about it. So you might want to stay stay away if it's bothering you that we're talking about Tyreek Hill and the 911 call. I didn't make the 911 call out. It's out there for everybody. Everybody's taught it. Everybody's playing it. Even your local news stations are playing it. It's a huge story. He's your best player on the team. And a domestic dispute gets everybody's attention, especially when it's not the first time that you've had an incident. Free time is not his friend, Tyreek Hill. And
so how do you explain to me that he's going to be good to go this whole – I mean, we got a little time here.
Listen, man. You
it's
ask
not going to happen again?
You asked me what I thought.
By the way, if it happens again.
You asked me if you don't think he can make it till the start of camp.
I think it'll be a struggle for him, yes. Listen, don't you?
If a light doesn't go on for him and the problem is that bad.
Oh, stop.
I don't think he thinks
think this is the one?
Well, you can't get mad. You asked me and I told you I don't think anything's going to happen.
But you think this is the one? I mean, this is the incident where he like really has that moment where he's like, wow. I got to, you know, stop this. Come on, man. This is a pattern through his entire career.
I'm afraid he's only got one person in his life that he listens to, and he still doesn't. I mean, he uses his mother. He talks about his mother all the time, and he and his mother are close. I see the relationship at the games, but he doesn't listen to her, too. She gives him lectures. He listens, but – I don't think anybody else. I'm not sure if it would matter who the coach is. Andy Reid or Mike McDaniel.
Well, I mean, obviously Mike McDaniel's not going to get involved in this too much.
I think
can't even get him to show up on time.
Woody, one thing about Dave Hyde joined us earlier, and the one thing he talked about, and it's true, is that he needs help.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean it works either. There have been a lot of dudes. Everybody Antonio Brown says, hey, brother, I'm just talking to you, man, as a friend. I think you need some help. No, I don't need any help. You need help, man, for saying I need help.
Well, he hasn't been able to stop.
Nope. Well, Tyreek's not to that point, and hopefully.
The problem is that it feels like we're going to get to that point.
I hope
it
not.
Feels inevitable, right? That to me is
no,
the biggest.
Right.
Well, that to me is the biggest issue. Is it feels like we're heading in that direction.
I'm guessing the team has received a lot of negative reaction to this, and I'm just curious from the top down how everybody feels about this. I really am. I know we're thinking about, and I was thinking about the mother-in-law and the call. Listen, there was nothing fake about it. She was really worried, obviously, to make a 911 call. But I wonder, you asked me today, and we were talking about this in the back, and we continue our conversations off the air during our breaks, and you and I were talking about, I wonder when the team sees, you know, people going enough's enough with this guy, what the reaction is.
And, like, you've had a few textures that point out that, you know, that he wasn't charged.
I know.
Wasn't
I said
an abuse
that.
Call, yeah. All that stuff. But regardless of what you think, it's not good. It was not a good situation that he was involved in.
But the team could be.
The women in that call are clearly frantic.
The team,
it's just not good.
The team could say, like they said at the end of that press release, and they said this thing is done. It's closed book.
We'll see what the league has to say. By the way, I think that's the most interesting thing you're going to talk about with Mike Florio, because he has a good pulse on that stuff. And he'll give you his take if he thinks the league is going to jump in. I could certainly see that happening. Because this is not the first time is the problem, right?
I am always curious. This team stands for something. It should. And, like, are they concerned? Like, you brought this up this morning. I thought it was the best point you made in the show. Is, I'm not saying your other ones were bad, but you brought this up that, like, you concerned another one happens and something's bad happened, it's under your watch. Like, you signed off. You keep having him back because he's so good.
I mean, that's my concern. Like, outside of the football part of it, like, that's my concern, is that the next call will be a bad one.
More serious?
Yeah. Not that one wasn't bad, but then, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah, man. Woody, I don't know.
And that's the kind of thing that the Dolphins can't have happen, right? The other thing, we've even brought this up.
We brought up everything.
Someone said, but like the NFL has a lot of female fans now.
Yeah, but and that's a given. Why would that? Of course they do.
Because this isn't going to go over well with them regardless.
Did you see what Cleveland Browns did? They took Deshaun Watson. How do you think that went over with their fan base?
He's about to have a big comeback. Isn't that what he came out and said?
Yeah, he needs to just.
He might be back in the massage game.
Yeah. Calm down.
By the way, how'd that work out? How'd karma treat them?
Oh, not good.
Mm.
Not good at all. We've got 9 o'clock hour coming up here. Someone
said the Dolphins might be hoping that the league steps in. Maybe they are. Maybe the league will figure it out for them.
Well, I got to tell you.
I don't think they'll suspend him more than a game or two, but.
You let him go and you owe him all that money. No, just
hear
me out.
You're worried about money with
them. Because.
What are you worried? Your checks won't clear? Like, what are you so worried about money?
Because you just gave a guy a bunch of guaranteed money. I do look at all that stuff. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're just bottom line. You're the same idiot that was telling me to go out. No, you were. Well, just go get all free agents. I go, Woody, you can't get all free agents. You can't afford a team full of, like, expensive free agents. There's a cap.
They're not going to run out of money. Your checks will clear.
You don't get it.
Maybe not.
No, you don't. You truly don't.
But I just know how much bad PR a team can
take
before they worry about losing money.
Make sure you kiss everybody's ass on that thing, because all you do is respond to stuff that you comes in and go, all right, I'm popular today. Atlantic Men's Clinic is popular every day. ED, low T, man, it's serious stuff. And if you're going through it, you don't need to, man. You really don't need to. Atlantic Men's Clinic can make a big difference, and it happens to every guy out there. I was shocked to find out there's some young guys going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Young guys in there in their 30s and 40s and 50s. And then Atlantic Men's Clinic tells me, yeah, here's another number that's out there. 50% of the men in their 50s have ED and low T. That means no energy and no sex drive. Now, so you've been hiding it for a long time. You've been taking that little pill and getting that headache with it when you have a drink. If you're tired of doing that program and you want to knock it out, Atlantic Men's Clinic does it the right way, the professional way. They police your program you're on to make sure you're getting the best results. Man, you're in for it. I call Atlantic Men's Clinic Friday. I really do, because that's when a lot of men go in there before the weekend and feeling great and excited about the weekend. Go play tennis, work out, get a big walk in. And be able to chase that little lady around just like they used to, man. And if you feel that way, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Set up that first appointment. You're in for great results. You really are. 877-455-7300. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. I'm told there's going to be more on the way. 877-455-7300. The PSA test. Meet with their professional staff. By the way, everything's top secret. Nobody has to know about your dirty little secret you're embarrassed about. You don't have to. I had full-blown ED and low T, man. It was bad. It can't be any worse than the Joe Rose ED low T. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.